807, authorize grant agreements or intergovernmental agreements with 13 community groups and native plant mini-grants related to the Community Watershed Stewardship Project Program up to $100,000 total.
Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Today, Jennifer, why don't you come forward? Today, Council is considering the annual slate of Community Watershed Stewardship Grants. Although this program began in 1995, it continues to grow and reinvent itself as diverse and creative Portlanders design new watershed projects and forge new partnerships. The proposed grantees this year, or the proposed CWSP grants this year will fund a number of innovative projects, including two pavement removal projects to manage stormwater, a student and elder project to create a First Foods garden, a Johnson Creek cleanup day, an eco roof and wall project at a community center, and a microfiltration project to see if mushrooms can be used to treat stormwater. These grants empower community leaders and volunteers in making Portland greener and cleaner. And I'm pleased to welcome today the coordinator of the program, Jennifer Devlin. Jennifer, welcome.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Devlin. I'm with BES, and I've been coordinating the grants program for about 14 years. And you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Esmeralda Sanchez. I am the program coordinator working with Jennifer Devlin.
Bring the mic down just a little bit. Yeah, thanks. Is this your first appearance at council?
No, it's actually the second time.
You're a pro then. Okay, good. Welcome.
Not quite there, but thank you.
So we didn't request time on the agenda today, but we're certainly here to answer questions. Esmeralda has been with us for about 6 months. She's with the Portland State University Indigenous Nations Program as a student. So she's been doing the outreach to generate interest in the grants. She managed our grant selection team and will be working with grantees this year to complete their contracts and complete their projects. So we're here to answer any questions you have, if you have any.
Long list of interesting partners there. So obviously you got a lot of interest. Yeah.
No, Mayor, this is a relatively small amount of money with a pretty significant impact. And this program is not without its critics, but I appreciate the stalwart support that Council has given to this over the years. Particular Commissioner Fritz, for whom this has a soft spot. We think these grants achieve important outcomes for our Bureau at a very modest cost, engage the community, and help us test innovation. So.
Questions? Thank you both so much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? And if not, it passes to second reading next week for approval. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 808.
808. Facilitate implementation of the city's stormwater management manual and source control manual.
Commissioner Bish.
Well, this is a council favorite, Mayor. The Bureau of Environmental Services first adopted the stormwater management manual in 1999. The manual requires new development and redevelopment projects to manage stormwater on site whenever possible. It's an important tool for reducing the damaging effects of stormwater runoff and protecting our rivers and streams. The Bureau has revised the manual several times since 1999 and has just completed the most recent revision. Here now with more information about the updates are Amber Clayton and Angela Henderson from the Bureau of Environmental Services. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning. We are here this morning to talk about some code changes to 1738 that supports the Stormwater Management Manual, and what we are proposing is the new Source Control Manual. Let's pull this up here for a second. So Portland City Code 1738 authorizes BES to implement a stormwater management manual, and for the last 16 years, the stormwater management manual has included both requirements for impervious area management as well as source control requirements. So these are activity-based requirements for development. And what we are proposing is moving the source control requirements to a separate administrative role. So the Stormwater Management Manual would continue to be the administrative rule and design requirements for impervious area requirements. So if you create 500 square feet of impervious area, you are required to manage that stormwater runoff to protect water quality and public infrastructure. And we want to take the source control requirements, which had been Chapter 4 of the Stormwater Management Manual, and move it to a new administrative rule called the Source Control Manual. So that would contain all of the activity-based requirements. So, for example, if you want to pump groundwater, if you want to create fueling stations, all of these things that are not directly related to the creation of impervious area. So what we are proposing in front of you today are some minor code changes in order to explicitly authorize the adoption of a source control manual in addition to the implementation of a stormwater management manual. There are a couple of other things that we are including in this changes to 1738. So it also includes updating the administrative review and appeal language, clarifying that removal of a required stormwater management facility is a violation of city code, and correcting a couple of typographic errors and misspellings. We did hold a public comment period for both the revisions to the Stormwater Management Manual, the proposed Source Control Manual, and the proposed changes to 1738. We did a variety of public notices, web subscription services, as well as a bunch of electronic media and social media. We also worked with the Bureau of Development Services. Since most of the implementation happens through the permitting process, we reached out to everybody on the BDS Plans Examiner subscription, and there were zero comments received on the proposed changes to Portland City Code 1738.
Okay.
So, and just as a quick summary, there's no financial impact to the city and that there's no new financial impacts to development projects.
Yes, I really appreciate you providing the strike through. I think there may be a stenographer's error in the authority because that sentence with the last phrase deleted doesn't make sense. So if we could correct that.
Yes, you are correct. We intended to keep the word chapter in at the end of that sentence.
Yes. Accept that as a friendly amendment. Thank you. But to delete maintaining the stormwater management manual, why are we deleting that?
Because we clarify throughout the rest of the chapter where we mean the stormwater management manual and where we mean the source control manual.
Great. Thank you. And then I noticed that you've deleted the appeals to the code hearings office, a part about paying for that. This is on page 7.
Yes.
And this is... because the auditor has set new rules for appeal fees, is that correct?
Yes. So we are, the code changes specific to administrative reviews and appeals are to be consistent with the auditor's recommended changes citywide. There are I believe BES is also looking at the rest of the administrative rules to make sure that they're being consistent. We're just the first ones out the gate.
And the...
So remind me what the appeal fee is. Nobody pays anything at this point?
If somebody appeals, or excuse me, if the first step to an appeal is an administrative review with BES, that is a $100 appeal fee, I believe. And if they are not satisfied with the results of the administrative review, then they go to the code hearings. And we do not charge, BES does not charge any fees to go to code hearings.
So I'm just a little concerned that we've taken out the bit about reimbursing the appellants if we find in their favor the $100 that you charge for an administrative appeal. You don't refund that if it turns out they're correct?
Correct.
So that might be specific to the stormwater management manual itself, but the idea behind the recommended code revisions is that the process itself will be described in the individual administrative rules, so the stormwater management manual as well as the source control manual. And the authority, the code itself would just be limited to our authority to grant the review and or further appeal of whatever the contestation might be.
So you might change that in the administrative rules that they get refunded if they prevail?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that a friendly suggestion?
I know you'll look into it, Commissioner. Thank you.
We'll report back to you. Okay.
So we'll make the one friendly amendment to the section 010. No other suggested amendments. And anything else you have in the way of questions for these folks?
By the way, when Commissioner Fritz thanked you for doing it it's a red line format, I think. She has previously made the request of all the bureaus where there's substantial changes to a complex document that we do it in red line. It actually makes it much easier for us to track. So thank you for being faithful to that.
Yeah, it helps. Okay. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay.
We had two.
I see they're here. All right. Thank you both. We'll let those folks come up and testify, and then we'll move it on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Al Iverson and Marianne Fitzgerald.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Okay. My name is Al Iverson. I live on Southwest 36th Avenue near Gabriel Park. I'm a professional engineer registered in civil and environmental engineering. I'm here to ask you to delay approval of the stormwater manual until it addresses stormwater management in Southwest Portland better than it does now. I had submitted comments to BES before and during the comment period concerning sections 1.3.1 and 1.3.2, but I received no response addressing these concerns. These sections are about how stormwater is to be discharged. Portland needs a different approach to stormwater management for Southwest Portland. Southwest Portland is geologically different than on the other side of the Willamette River, and for that reason, the stormwater now and in the past has always followed a different pathway. Portland's stormwater management approach needs to be expanded to accommodate that different pathway. All stormwater runoff in Southwest Portland eventually ends up in the Willamette River, mainly by way of Tryon Creek and Fano Creek, not as groundwater like on the other side of Willamette River. These two creeks are fed by numerous named and unnamed creeks, which are in turn fed by smaller creeks, seeps, and springs. Most of this last group do not flow year-round, and when the area was settled, the practice was to fill them in and install field drains to keep the pastures from getting soggy. When the area became urbanized, stormwater still had to find its way to the Willamette, and in many cases, our street system became the uppermost part of the drainage system, to the detriment of the street system. The guiding principle stated in Section 2 of this ordinance, controlling stormwater runoff before it runs off of individual sites simply does not mimic nature in Southwest Portland. A better guiding principle would be like the one I offered in my comments to BES. They are, the City of Portland's approach to stormwater management in Southwest Portland emphasizes the use of various facilities to treat and convey stormwater through natural and constructed features to a natural stream in a manner not detrimental to the stream or natural areas. Please delay the approval of this stormwater manual until it better approaches Southwest stormwater management in Southwest Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Marianne Fitzgerald, and I'm here as a citizen. And Al and I monitor stormwater issues together for many years. And I know that in 2012, Mayor Adams had an ordinance associated with the Out of the Mud initiative, which recognized some of the unique properties in Southwest Portland and allowed exemptions to the stormwater manual for these issues. And in 2015, the Tryon Stevens Creek Headwater Neighborhood Street Plan recognized unique infiltration issues in Southwest Portland. So I was surprised when I saw, 2014, 2016, the manual comes around and no mention of Southwest issues at all. And unlike you, Commissioner Fritz, I got a 3-page bulleted summary that went out for public comment. And life happens, and I didn't comment during the comment period, but I knew Al had. So yesterday, again, the holiday, life gets in the way, I read number 13 that said no comments were received, and I thought, well, that's funny. I know Al submitted a comment, and one is more than zero. So it really struck me, why are you allowing this to go ahead and not acknowledge the comments that you received? So I'm really asking you to direct the staff to revise the stormwater manual. I'm not addressing the ordinance other than that one incorrect statement. But I am asking to at least acknowledge that the staff should allow exemptions to the stormwater hierarchy in Southwest Portland and where it cannot be infiltrated to allow it to convey off-site. You know, we have ditches all over the place, but we have such poor infrastructure. And because of the challenges of stormwater, we have no sidewalks. And, you know, it's this cost. It's just, I get very frustrated looking at this cycle continue. And the fact that, once again, the manual is being revised with no mention of any special conditions in Southwest troubles me. Thank you.
So I'm going to have staff come back because there's a distinction between the manual and code, and I want to make sure I want to give them a chance to. So if you guys can give us a sec, we'll address those issues.
And Mr. Iverson, have you sent your comments to the whole council?
I have not.
Could you please do that?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Amber Clayton here again from BES. The comment that we made that we received no comments on the proposed changes to Portland City Code is true. We also received no comments on the proposed source control manual. We did receive comments on the stormwater management manual from a variety of folks, and we have posted online a summary of city responses to those public comments. And I also did email Al back saying thank you for your comments, and there is an exemption process if it is not technically feasible to infiltrate stormwater, because Southwest Portland is not the only area of town where infiltration may not be appropriate or safe. So there is an exemption process already built into the stormwater management manual to provide for stormwater management and treatment, regardless of whether or not infiltration is technically feasible.
Let me ask a question of Commissioner Novick. Mm-hmm. Steve, we have a project or two in Southwest where we're now actively looking at this intersection of the code and some high-priority projects. We've had some meetings, actually, with our distinguished guests today who have testified. And I'm hopeful that will bear fruit because they've got both of our bureaus working collaboratively. Colleagues, I would be happy to, this is a first reading. What I would suggest is let's keep it on for next week. My bureau will follow up with our two guests who testified, and we'll make sure that there's an understanding of where we are in the process and what can and can't happen under these proposals. And I'll report back to you before next week.
Pass it on for second reading.
Pass it on for second reading.
Give you a chance to do the discussion.
The one thing is, this is an intensely complicated question, and the question that I want to make sure is that in whatever is before us next week, there still is the flexibility that we need for Commissioner Novick and I working with Southwest Neighbors to come up with a creative solution on at least one of the projects that we're focused on. So I take the spirit of the comments seriously. Appreciate you being here. Jim Blackwood, who's my liaison, is out today, so I'm a little under the gun. We'll follow up with both of you and report to council. I'd like to keep it on for a second reading just so we have a control date.
All right, great.
Thank you, ladies.
So if there's no one else wants to discuss this, then that's what we'll do. We'll count on you, Commissioner Fish, to follow up with the folks in Southwest who obviously spent a lot of time trying to figure this out.
And then I'll report
if
to
I might
council.
Just comment. I appreciate that there's an exemption process. It pretty much is standard in Southwest that you can't infiltrate because throughout it's clay soils. I was actually involved in developing the first stormwater manual back in the late 90s, and there was I thought there was a section about the worst specifics on, we know you can't infiltrate and here's what you have to do instead. So I'll look forward to your looking at that again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you all. That will be back next week. Okay. Let's move on.